expecting crews to come by. The crews have rode up to the start. Of course, Peterhouse W1, who were actually at the top of the last division, they rode over just now, haven't had a chance to take a break like you would in Maze. Normally you get a division to rest and then go and be the sandwich boat, but they are the sandwich boat for this division. Now, starting from the top, we have Downing W1, who looked fearsome on their practice start. I mean, truly terrifying. So it looks like they're going to be solid to hold their position. Following them is Pembroke W1, then Emmanuel W1. Then following them, we have first and third, Christ, Queens, Jesus, Clare, Trinity Hall, Hughes, Una, Queen Margaret, Catherine, Maudlin, Norwich. Let's pass to Emma at first post.
So, Phil, I'm at South Coast Corner. Downing have just stormed past. They're looking very strong. There's a good three boat lengths between them and Pembroke, who are following behind. Emmanuel are coming, but they don't look like they're going to catch up Pembroke, especially not at the moment. First and third, Trinity, W1, are behind Emmanuel, and they don't look like they're going to catch Emmanuel either. So there's not much action here at the moment. Tim, can you see anything from your end?
Well, Emma, let's stick with you for a bit. They haven't quite got round to Jersey Corner yet.
Well, Christ has just power passed as well. It looks like they might be slightly catching up with first and third in front of them. Queen's coming past now as well. They're looking strong, but again, it doesn't look like any bumps are happening at the moment.
Okay, Emma. Hi, it's Tim. Anyway, I'm on Grassy Corner and we've got Downing and Purple absolutely speeding past around the inside corner. They've got about a four-boat lead on Pembroke with the light blue oars, and they are also taking a nice tight line, but as I say, they're just four lengths behind in second place. About a boat and a half behind them, a length and a half even, we've got Emmanuel, who are being closely followed about half a length to a length by the first and third. It's all pretty spread out here. It's pretty even. Like I say, about a length as they both take the inside between Emmanuel and first and third. Behind this third, Christ, about three lengths behind, taking a really tight line. Everyone looking very steady, very thin. It looks like Christ has been bumped by Queen on the gut.
Tim, it looks like St. Catherine's are catching up. They're catching up with Lady Margaret at the moment. It looks like there could be a bump very shortly.
Okay, great. Well, back on the Grassy Corner, we've got Claire storming past, taking inside corner. Phil, oh no, before I go over, there was a bump about to happen on the gut, about halfway up the gut. It looks to me like... It looks like Newnham have possibly bumped Keys. That's wrong. Trinity Hall have stormed ahead, which means Keys have been bumped by... look, I'm going to have to get back to you on this. It's pretty unclear here. But Phil, let's go over to you. Is there anything happening on the next corner?
Okay, well, that Downing crew have just come past Ditton. They are looking very strong and relaxed. I don't think anyone's going to put up any kind of challenge to them this year in Lent bumps. We'll see what happens to them in Maze and later on this week. Following them is Pembroke. There's about three or four boat lengths between Pembroke and Downing. There's one boat length between Pembroke and Emmanuel. So Emmanuel are chasing them. Emmanuel are taking a very tight line through Ditton. Blades are very close to the bank here. And they're going to have to keep it tight, in fact, because there's only about a canvas between Emmanuel and first and third who are chasing them. That could be very interesting to reach when we reach Abbey. And following first and third are Christ. Back to you at Grassy.
I can confirm there has been a bump. St. Catherine's have bumped Lady Margaret. So St. Catherine's have bumped Lady Margaret W1.
Yeah. And over on Grassy, it looks like Keys have bumped Newnham. Keys have bumped Newnham. And I'm just going to ask someone here. Queen, here.
I can confirm from the gap here on the river that Jesus has bumped Queens.
Yeah, Jesus have bumped Queens. I've just been told
just
by a member of the boat.
Claire have just come past. So now we're waiting Trinity Hall and Keys. But I believe you said earlier that Trinity Hall were bumped by Keyes. Is that correct, Tim?
No, Trinity Hall were not bumped by Keyes as far. I'm really sorry. I think they were, actually. I think they were, but they just pulled over way too late. Just to confirm.
Possibly Trinity Hall have been bumped by Keyes then. Let's pass to Abby on the reach and see what action's going on over there.
Very exciting stuff down here on Long Reach. Darling have just pulled past. They're putting in a stellar performance today. Behind them, we've got Pembroke, who are going to need to put in an absolutely fantastic performance if they don't want to get bumped by Emmanuel, who are now about a quarter of a base length behind. Emmanuel putting in a fantastic performance from behind them, first and third, and then a quarter of a base length. There could be a bend coming up. Pembroke are really being chased strongly now by Emmanuel. Emmanuel is about to burst them. It's about to be a bomb. Emmanuel is coming through just behind them. We have the Christ, so they're not going to be able to catch up with the first and third. It looks like a bomb is just about to pass within sight of the finish line between Pembroke and Emmanuel. Doing a fantastic performance, finally in sight. I believe we've got the Clare boat pulling through. That's also not going to be able to bump anyone by this stage. Back to you, Phil.
Okay, well, I've had the Newnham boat coming through. There's clear water either side of Newnham. Looks like they're going to row over. Magdalen have just come past. It's about 1.5 to 2 boat lengths between them being chased by Selwyn. And it looks like there's a lot of clear water behind Selwyn, so there's possibly been a bump between Churchill and Kings, although I can't confirm that yet. Tim, can you give us any news on that?
Queens have bumped. They're putting their foliage in their hair right now. Oh, no, Keys, sorry. Oh, yeah, Keys have bumped. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Keys bumped at Trinity Hall. Keys bumped Trinity Hall. You said Newnham are going through.
It looks like Newnham rowing over.
Okay. As I say, Queens were bumped by Jesus. So we've got that, and not too much more to add from here.
Have we got any news on the Churchill Kings Peterhouse cruise at the back?
There's no sight of them at the moment. I would guess that possibly they are around near the start. Emma, can you help us out on that?
I can't see them at the moment, so.
Quite sure
what's happening there.
We're going to have to get back to you all about that.
Okay, so let's have a little bit of a rundown, unless Abby's got any more news on the reach.
No, nothing. Newnham is just pulling through. They're going to row over. There is no other bumps. Look like they're going to be in sight. So I hope you will get the results soon to find out whether Pembroke and Emmanuel managed to do some bumping right in the sight of the finish line.
Okay, and what was the news on first and third in Christ?
First and third looked like they were about... there was a potential that they could bump Emmanuel. They were looking extremely close, about quarter to a fifth of a boat length between them right at the end. Christ looked like they were going to row over with no problem. That's all there is at the end here.
Okay, so the unofficial rundown right now is Downing W1 row over, Pembroke W1, Emmanuel and first and third will get back to you on. Christ will have rowed over, Clare will have rowed over. Queens W1 were bumped by Jesus W1. Trinity Hall W1 were bumped by Keys W1. Newnham rowed over. Lady Margaret W1 were bumped by St. Catherine's. Then we believe that Magdalen and Selwyn will both row over. And then at the bottom of the division, Churchill W1, Kings W1, and Peterhouse. It's unclear what's happened. Peterhouse are actually now coming past me. So I believe that Churchill have been bumped by Kings at some point. Perhaps that happened way up before the motorway bridge, before they even reached Emma. Any further news from you, Emma?
No, I've got nothing further to add to that. I can't.
Okay.
Can't help you out there. Sorry.
Phil, on the Kings and Churchill thing, I'm gamming up the gut now, heading back to the boathouses. We've got. It looks like Kings actually, and I'm trying to see if they've got something on their head.
They do.
So that means they bumped Churchill. So Churchill were bumped by Kings. We can confirm that now.
Okay, thank you, Tim. That's pretty much it for this W1 division here at the Riverside. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, guys. And we have Miss Abby Greaves on the telephone from the side of the River Cam with the results from that W1 race. Abby.
Yes, we do. It might be getting cold and darker, but things are definitely getting interesting here. The umpire tent was calling the women's first division race, even one of the most interesting we have had so far this week, and might even have. And after what looked like a bit of boaty kamikaze in the beginning, there was actually fine Downing rode through as we thought they might. Then Emmanuel bumped Pembroke. First and third eventually rode over, which is fantastic for them. Christ also rowing over after them. Queens, as we reported, were bumped by Jesus, followed by Claire, who rode over. Trinity Hall was then bumped by Keys. Following them, Newnham rode over. After that, we had yet another bump, St. Catherine's bumping Lady Margaret. Followed by that, Magdalen and Selwyn both rode over. Towards the bottom of the division, we had Kings bumping Churchill, and the sandwich boat, which was the Peterhouse W2, which had just finished their race, managed to row over as well. So lots of exciting stuff at the riverside.
That sounds great.